And X. Oh, nice. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Don't Tell Mom podcast. I am your host, Brittany. Cullen is MIA, but it's okay because I have replaced him, as you can see, with two of the studliest studs on the earth. This is Rocky and this is Jesus. Hey, friends.
Hi.
Introduce yourselves. Who's who?
I'm Jesus.
I am Rocky.
They're lying. That is a lie.
We are.
This is Jesus, as you can tell. The reason that we call him Jesus, for those of you that are watching, you can probably see that it's because he kind of resembles Jesus. So that's where he got his name, for those of you wondering. If you can't see, just believe me when I tell you that he looks like Jesus. So that's where he got his name.
Future Messiah.
That's right. His real name is Wesley. Hello, Wesley. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, my name's Wes. I'm a dude. I have a beard. I got long hair. And I do stuff for money.
So, if y'all need any stuff done.
For money. That's right.
You know who to call. So, and then y'all probably, if you're watching, then you recognize, obviously, Rocky. He's been on the podcast before. Thank you so much. I thought we ran you off, but you're back.
I'm back.
Yes, back again.
Yay.
So let me just tell you guys real quick. The reason that Cullen is not here is because he's a busy guy.
He's having a hysterectomy.
No, he's not. He's not here. He's actually very busy. I called him when we were watching the football game, and he said, is there any way we could do something, like you could do the podcast, you could handle it? I said, yes. I know he's got a lot going on. He sold his house, or he's selling his house.
Good for him.
He's been trying for a long time. So they're finally like under contract and they're doing their thing. I said, Cullen, you know what? Take the week off. We don't need you anyway, Cullen. If you're listening, we don't need you.
No, we don't need you. I hope he's listening.
Right, somebody's got to edit this. All right. So, folks, we don't really know what we're going to talk about today, but we figured we'd wing it like we do everything else in life.
We're going to wing it.
I usually kill it with winging it. You know what I mean?
And listen, you've never been on the podcast before.
I have not. First timer breaking the cherry.
Look, first timer right here, Jesus. And you know what? If anybody I know has stories, some Don't Tell Mom stories, it's probably you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely have. Well, most of the time we just tell Mom years later, you know, and...
Yeah, and she knows.
Keep it a little bit more PG-13.
You know, when we were actually talking about doing this podcast, I'd gone out to like a dinner with you, and your family was there, and your mom was there, and you probably told her some stuff that night she didn't know. Because we started talking Don't Tell Mom stories, and I've actually heard a few that made me blush, and because your mom was sitting there.
That's not easy to do, is it?
So let's pop your cherry on the podcast officially. Give me a good one, and let's keep it like... Anything and everything goes, but...
Just put the kids to bed.
this is going to be more...
man, they put me on the spot.
Give me a middle-of-the-road Don't Tell Mom story. Like, what's... I mean, you did some things.
Yeah, so, you know, we were teenagers, and we found some, you know, hallucinogens. And,
oh, boy, not you.
And,
What
was amazing to me is that
in this cow field.
We got to run around all night in the field. My mom's window, I know for a fact, was open. Somehow she didn't hear us at all night long.
Sure, you know? She did. She wasn't even there.
Oh no, if she hears. There wasn't a window there. Bringing the cobra strike, man. She's gonna get you. She hears.
She was strict.
She was.
I found that so hard to believe because she's so.
She was strict
now.
At times. You know, like sometimes it's like no. Nothing mattered, you know, like anything goes. And sometimes it's like, oh, today is not the day. Mm-mm. Mama Carla's about to get you. But
what's her name so I could tag her on this
Carla.
Podcast?
Carla, yeah. She'll love all of this. But then,
hey, Carla.
Funny story, it happened to be that the next day, you know, we're all in my room, like, okay, like we're hanging out, and mm-hmm. it's near the end. And, happens to be the day that my stepdad wants to do some bonding, and he's like, "Hey, let's go to the shooting range and shoot some guns."
That's what we do for bonding. Guys.
Yeah. very
intimidating.
It was not what I would have decided to do at that moment. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
In that. When I went to shoot guns with him, I actually put the wrong bullet into the wrong gun.
You're still hallucinating.
And I'm like, thank God I'm here. trying to bond with my stepdad, you know what I mean? Just shooting guns.
This is a great idea. So, so did your mom find out about it later or what?
No, she'll probably find out now. Yeah. It'll be awesome. There's a lot more gory details into that whole story, but we will go into
all that. Yes, we will.
Let's No. We can't go into all those.
Hey, I like the best don't tell mom stories are the ones that she really doesn't know yet. And yeah. Like that she might find out on this show. It's a gamble, folks.
Oh, it's a gamble. Gamble.
Living on the edge here. What about you, Rocky?
I don't want to tell my
story. Come on, give me one.
I've got some...
I don't know if we...
I've got some things that I'm not proud of.
I know you have. What's a good one? Does your mom even know about half the shit you've done?
I don't think she does.
Your mom's scary.
She is scary.
She can be very... She's a Puerto Rican lady, so she's very intimidating.
Ooh, very intimidating, yeah.
Yeah, I love her. And we love each other now, I think. But when I first met her, it was very... When I was 14 or 15.
When I first met her, I was very intimidated.
Came out of the womb, was like, oh, shit, I'm in trouble. Give me one. I know you got one. I don't even know if I've ever asked you. All the times you've been on the podcast, we've talked about serious issues.
I don't know if I've told you a story.
I don't think you have. I think
I mean, a lot of them involve you. But.
Yeah. Not I. Come on. Now, you were getting in trouble long before me. Why don't you give me one of those roller skating?
Oh, you don't want to hear those. So I'll tell you about the time that I stole bicycles. So
you rebel.
Yeah.
Bicycle. Yeah. Okay.
So, but for this story, there's going to be some names. I'm just going to make people's names.
Okay.
So I don't, don't give away their.
Man, I should have thought about that earlier.
Yeah. So, me and my friend, I'll call him
Fred.
I'll call him Walter Pippins for shits and giggles. And we had been talking to these girls. This is before cell phones were even around, mm-hmm. You know? We were talking to these girls, and they were like, oh, God, 8-9 miles away, which it doesn't seem very far unless you're, like, 13 years old.
Yeah. Like, then it's forever.
Endless road.
Yeah.
Other side of the world.
So so we planned. We were like, let's go see these girls. They're cute, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, we didn't have transportation, obviously.
How old were you? Let's go.
13. Oh, I think 13,
okay,
14 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. I know I wasn't 16.
Yeah.
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 See, me
and
had
so,
a stolen car, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you that story next. Oh, God. And so, so we decided, we lived in apartments, and in one of the apartments, we'll call them the Lindsay's family.
Okay.
They had like five or six kids, you know.
Okay.
And they all had bicycles.
Okay.
So what we did was, we keep our bicycles underneath the stairwells in the apartments and the breezeways.
Right, right.
So we just took a couple bicycles and we rode these bicycles. So we decided we were like, on the way there, we're going to take this road because it's mainly downhill.
Yeah,
and
an
opportunity. Right
and on the way back, we'll take this other road because it's mainly downhill. Whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It made sense at the time. We were young. And so we go, man, and we paddling, and we get there finally. And we hang out with these two girls. We'll call one.
Hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll call one Kim and the other one Hannah.
Yeah, okay. This is back when it
Kimberly
was just chill.
Yeah.
No Netflix.
Yeah, chill.
Chill and VHS,
right.
Baby.
And so we went and, you know, we chilled. We went to the tennis court. We hung out.
Yeah. We're in trouble.
Yeah, it was
super sane intentions, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Like, absolutely. We had a little Bible
taking
study.
Taking them a court.
All right.
And so singing, yes, be but Jesus loves me and all. But anyway, so we were just hanging out.
Uh-huh.
And we decided, like, we're not going to ride these bicycles back.
No. F those bikes.
Right. Yeah.
They're not my bikes, you know. So, but it was just long. I mean, it wore us out, you know, going there to these apartments. So, like I said, this is before cell phones were around.
Uh-huh.
So you only had so many numbers memorized, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh yeah,
moms, 911.
Yeah. The girl you're talking to,
yeah, that's one. And then so we decided. We tried calling his mom first, Walter's,
yeah,
and she didn't answer. So then we called my mom, And we're like, hey, we're down at, yeah.
Big yeah. mistake.
Huge. So we're like, oh, we're down here, whatever. She seemed really nice about it, you know?
Yeah. She's nice until she gets your location.
Exactly. She was,
she's speaking in Spanish.
Yeah, she was profiling me. She was trying to figure out exactly what I was up to, you know? And she's like, oh, no, worry about it, mijo. We'll come get you, right?
Yeah, yeah. She's a poker player, though.
Yeah. And so,
I like her.
So we're sitting out there, whatever. And the, what did I call this family? The Lindsays?
The Lindsays, yeah. Sure.
They show up in a minivan, right?
Oh.
They come.
Wait, the girls are at the Lindsays are the girls.
And the Lindsays are the ones whose bicycles we stole for the...
So now bicycles...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bicycle owners,
Kim and Hannah.
Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I have nothing to do with the Lindsays.
No, it's kind of hard to remember all these made-up names. And so Kim and Hannah, yeah, thank you. And so the Lindsays show up in a minivan, and okay. they come, and we'll call the mom Marsha Lindsay.
Marsha.
Right?
Where the hell are you getting these names?
I know.
I'm pulling them out.
Out. Yeah, out of the air.
All these, and like, so, white lady names.
Yeah. And so Marsha shows up. She gets out of the van. She opens up the back. She comes and gets the bicycles and puts them in the back of the van and drives off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're...
Drives off.
You're SOL now.
We're SOL.
Yeah.
You thought you
How
had
are we going to get back?
But you weren't going to use the damn bike
anyway. I guess
you're going,
no, but I thought they were coming to get us and the bikes.
Oh.
There's two things that God gave you, and they, a leg on each side. You
yeah.
know, that's what you got.
That's
to
a
get.
Long.
Yeah. I'll walk it.
Long. Yeah, so me and Walter, we ended up having to walk back. About
the only time your mom let you be home late.
Yeah. So I did a lot of stupid... little short trips like that.
What base did you get to? I just want to know.
What
was
do you
it
mean
worth
by
it?
Base?
Like,
I don't
know. You
know,
there's bases.
Clarify.
There's like first base, second base, third base. Please don't tell me it was a home run at 13. But
no,
you got
no,
to
no,
like
no.
first base,
It was a Bible
base,
study,
right?
Like we
yeah.
said.
Right, yeah.
Just,
yeah.
But like,
so
was
you
it
know
worth
we got
it?
To home base.
Was the 8 mile walk and
no,
the 8 mile
no,
the, bicycle?
No, it was
totally not worth it.
It was not worth it. It was
like, do you see a ring on the finger?
It was not worth it.
Oh, Rocky.
So, all right. I should have led with this story.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go one more.
All right. Let's hear it.
So, I actually told you this one before. So,
oh, God.
Down in Panama City, it's me and a sibling.
Wait, are you trying to one-up me?
No.
Yeah.
Because,
no.
I mean, we could do
bro,
this.
Bro, oh, never mind.
I don't
want
to
one-up
me. Let's
just told
your Panama
I ruined
City
it.
Story.
I ruined
Our
it. Never mind.
I've already heard all
let's
my
hear,
best
yeah.
ones, but I can one-up all
So,
y'all.
I know. I yeah. know you can. I know.
Give,
both
give
of
me,
y'all can.
He's one-upping himself.
Yeah, I am. That first one was just...
Testing the water.
Just testing the water.
Just getting it out there. Toes in.
Dip, dip.
So, we went down to Panama City.
For those of y'all listening, this is like where we go to spring break.
Yeah, yeah. It's in
the,
yeah, in the panhandle of Florida, and that's
yeah.
just that's spring break central
yeah.
in the south.
If you haven't
yeah.
guessed on the side of Floribama is amazing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful beaches.
Yeah, what
too.
Happens in Panama stays in Panama.
Yeah, yeah so it. Spring break.
Herpes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They
trail
back with you every time. Every time.
They pack their bags and, like, I'm going home with you.
So we're down there. In a condo, it's me, two friends, a sibling, and my mother.
How old?
I'm probably 16, 17,
okay.
right? We're down spring break.
Your mom's,
mom,
a chaperone.
Mom's a chaperone. Another...
You don't want to make up names for these people? It's easier for us to
Oh, I just said sibling. All okay. right, I don't care. So Eric, Chris, and Rachel, and Carla were down there.
Okay.
The real people's names.
Suckers.
So my mom... She goes to sleep early, you know, like a mom.
Wait,
would
let
do.
Me just ask. Let me stop and ask you. Did you take your mom as a chaperone because you thought you knew
the,
you could get
no,
one over on her?
She's the cool mom.
She's like, the cool
yeah,
mom, right?
She's the
yeah,
cool
she
mom.
Let y'all have
She's
parties
like, hey,
stuff.
As long as y'all don't get too crazy.
Yeah.
You know, we got you this condo.
Party,
y'all can.
Yeah,
know,
my
yeah.
mom's polar opposite of that.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
get arrested,
yeah,
was what my mom
world.
Was saying. So she's got this, I can't remember the year, but is a 90s Impala. SS black
Impala.
Out. All right. So me and my sister and my two friends. My sister's driving. She's old enough to drive. She's got her license and everything, right? Okay. She takes the Impala. Like, Mom's asleep. We're going to take the Impala out. It's got the, it's we got an SS right. Impala right. on the strip. You know, like, Rachel. We are killing it.
Yeah.
You rebel.
So we go ride around the strip. Ride around the strip, you know, do the regular strip things. And then we go back and then meet. And then, you know, Rachel falls asleep. And so then me and my two buddies are not old enough to drive, don't have no license or nothing. We're like, hey, well, it worked so it. Great the first time.
Let's do it
Let's
again.
Let's do it again. Round it up.
You're and pressing
my,
your luck.
So I eventually in my life told my mom this, and she was like, I knew it. She goes, the seat was way too far. She's a really short lady. So she rides close to the steering wheel. She's like, the so seat was so far back that day. She's like, I thought y'all were playing a joke on me. I was like, yes, ma'am. We did.
Isn't that how you always get busted? That was you didn't put something shit back.
Oh, yeah. Right? I mean, dude. I'm a young kid. I ain't thinking about that.
I know. What'd you do when you went off on your little second
Well, you just act a fool. Roll down the windows, play music loud. Yeah. Sitting on the window seat while you're driving, doing stupid stuff.
Pointing at the honeys,
blowing
them kisses.
Man, so good. Super surprised we got the Impala back.
What time did you get home?
Oh, it had to be morning time because when me and my sister took it first time, it was like midnight, you know? Oh my goodness.
God. Listen,
hooligans.
While we're talking about PCV, I'll tell y'all a story I don't know if I've ever told before on this podcast. So this, PCVs. Folks, for the listeners, this is a new story alert. But my dad, I'd gone to the Panama City 1 year, and it was not with permission.
How old were you?
I was 15.
Okay, 15.
You remember my friend Charlie Hawkins?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was running away from home. Let's just call it what it is.
That's a little bit
vacation.
Yeah.
I loaded up the handkerchief with some clothes. I put it on a stick, and I'm
hoboed her way down there. Yeah.
And I'm out, right? You know, F y'all, F this rules and curfews. I'm out of here. So I leave. I call my buddy Charlie, and I say, hey, come pick me up in his dad's station wagon. And I said, meet me down in the cul-de-sac through the wood. You have to go through the woods behind my parents.
You're almost at grandma's house back there.
You go through the woods?
Yeah, you got to get all those sticks out of there.
That's what that does.
I had like a sandwich pack and everything. So... So I get through the woods, I get down to the cul-de-sac, and my friend, sure enough, he shows out with his station wagon. I said, I'm running away from home. I need you to drive me to the beach. He said, well, I'm going to get in big trouble for this, but all right, I guess
I'll
do it.
Let's round it up.
Let's
go.
I got a station wagon. She thought about the consequences. She's like, I'm probably going to get in a lot of trouble. No. Let's do it.
No way. I was leaving. I was starting a new life. What are you doing?
I was changing my name and everything.
So we get down to the beach, and then by the time we get down there, I had some cash or whatever, but by the time we got there, the cash I had was gone. Because, you know, $15, $50 is like, you're
a lot of money balling.
Well, it's like, man, I forgot gas was a thing.
Yeah, gas is a thing, and then we needed to eat, apparently, and there was like, I don't know, a hotel. We needed to get a hotel. Well, anyway, we get down there.
You got all that off $50? Thrifty, right?
No, we didn't. That's the thing. So we ran through the money I did have, and then I had stolen one of my dad's checkbooks.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God, Brittany.
Like, F
renegade.
F you and your rules. So I get down there and we're like, shit, we're out of money. Charlie's like, I'm out of gas, but I have to go home. Like, I'm not running away. I just gonna bring you down, drop you off. So I'm gonna need you. What did you say the other day? You said ass, gas, or grass.
Oh yeah, grass, ass, or gas, grass, or ass.
That's
nobody
the rules,
rides.
Right?
Nobody
rides for free. So I had to come up with some money because he wasn't gonna get home on his good looks. Okay, he wasn't. So I said, all right, take me to this bank right here. I can go get some money. So I filled out one of my dad's checks. And
totally just 15, full of confidence, got a check written.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You remember what the check was? Yeah, what was the check written for? Was it?
I bought pizza 100 times with fake checks, okay? So I knew what I was doing. Anyway, I walk in the bank with my fraudulent check that I filled out and signed my daddy's name for $100. I was going to get us a room and $20 in gas. Because back then, that would have got him home.
Go big or go home. You should have like a grind.
I didn't want to like set off any alarms, right? I was trying to think smart, I thought. Anyway, I get there.
Misdemeanor, no felonies, got
exactly,
it.
Right. You got to think about these things. So I get up to the counter, and I give the lady my check. So I need to cash my
$499. Check. $499. Because at $500, it becomes a
felony. You know the rules.
So I slide it over to her, and she says, all right, well, just 1 second, sweetheart. I'm like, okay, thanks. And I'm just sitting there waiting. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this is taking a long time.
You started getting paranoid, like you're on a bank heist or something. Come on, we got three minutes, y'all. 3 minutes.
I was. I was like, Charlie's outside in the station wagon waiting.
Chainsmoking. Getaway driver in the station wagon.
Chainsmoking. He doesn't even have.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, the bank lady, she comes back and she says, hey, so I just needed to get more money in my register to fill this. Just 10 more minutes. I'm like, all right, whatever. So she's keeping me calm. Next thing you know, police walked through.
Oh, she was stalling.
Oh, she was stalling.
Y'all, listen to what.
Snitches get stitches.
Listen to what this lady did to me, okay? She saw me. She saw something was suspicious. She went in the back, and back then, you know, on checks, for those of y'all that are young, y'all don't know what checks are anyway. Back in the day, they used to have these things called checks, and there were these pieces of paper you put.
Rectangular. Yeah.
And on the top corner of it, it had the name of the account owner with their address and telephone number on it. I guess you could choose. My daddy chose to put his telephone number on his
bag. Yeah.
So this lady goes in the back. She calls the number on the check. She calls my daddy. And you know what he said? Lock her up.
Oh, life lesson.
Thank God they didn't call my mama. Yeah. Who knows what they'd have done.
Oh, man.
So sure enough, they came and they arrested me. And they made me just sit there and wait. I was 15 years old. And they waited till the next day. I had to sleep in like a holding cell or something. They waited till the next day, and my dad drove all the way down from Panama City. I guess Charlie, like, kicked rocks. I mean, he probably saw the police roll over, and he was like, I'm not gassing another way.
That station wagon was gone.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Running on fumes, getting back to the house.
He was so mad. But here's the thing. So you were kind of in a cool house. You were in a real strict house. Mine was split down the middle. My mom was real strict. My dad was on the cooler side, you know.
Yeah, lock her up.
So thank God.
Sounds pretty not strict.
Thank God it was my dad that shows up to pick me up. And we get in the car, and y'all know it's bad when it's silence. There ain't no yelling. When there's no yelling.
That's like...
It's like, hey, you're better. Because so
they're planning it out. Yeah.
Soak in this anxiety right now. You know, be terrified.
Yeah. I get in the car, and we stop, and it's late. I guess he couldn't get down there after work or whatever, you know.
Right.
So it's late. So I'm in silence, and I'm just sitting there with my head down.
And you can tell between my legs.
I thought I had run away from home, you know. And so nothing said. We pull into a beachside hotel, motel, cheap little motel. And he looks over at me and he says, enjoy your last night of freedom. Because when we get home, your mother's going to have your ass. So enjoy yourself. And he gets out of the car and he goes into the room, shuts the door. And I was like, wait, so that means I get a party? Sure enough, there was like some folks next door in the same hotel, some college kids. And I went out and partied with them. And he didn't even care. Mom still to this day does not know that he let me do that.
That was like your last meal.
Yeah. That was my last meal. He thought I was a daughter.
Like
he's like, your mother is going to kill you when you get home. And that was it. And I found him later. I come back strolling back up at like middle of the night. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't need to push it too hard. You know, he let me.
Yeah,
but I got to get home.
My dad
was like the cool one, and I go to the room and he's not in there, and I go down, I'm looking for him, and I see this guy down on the beach, and he's just sitting down there with a bottle of vodka, just like shaking his head, like, where did I go wrong? And just drinking, you know, his woes away.
That's just so he doesn't have to think about what you're doing.
He's
like, I let her do this, and I don't want to think about
it. Crazy. Listen, it was actually a great bonding experience for my dad, because I went down the beach, and I sat down there with him, and I was like, he's like, what'd you do? You know, we just sat there and kind of hung out and talked about the stars and whatever, and then we went home the next day, and my mom, you know,
lit a fire.
My ass,
oh,
yeah.
Lit a fire.
She was real, real mad.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway,
so
that's
when
my
I met
little...
you 20 years ago,
uh-huh.
you were at my house at a party.
Mm-hmm. Cullen was there too, folks.
And I think you were under. Yeah, he was there.
I know. I think 15.
You were punished at the time because you had run away to Panama City.
This is why.
And I snuck out. I just pieced it together. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you snuck out to come to my party.
It's fate. Look, if that hadn't happened.
No.
Who knows? I've been on something else.
It might not have ever happened. You know, right?
Brittany used to call me. Brittany used to call me. Her and my ex-wife now, but at the time her friend Christina. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thank you. And what a good friend you are.
Hey, you got two beautiful babies out of it.
But they used to call me and be like, hey, come pick me up. You know, we're running away. We're going to the beach.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, tell me where you're at. I'm on my way.
Listen to this.
You know, her house used to be like kind of down on the hill. And then you walk all the way up to the main road.
The driveway.
Like, where you at? Let me know. And they tell me where they're going or where they're at for me to go pick them up. Shit, man, I used to be so scared of her mama.
You don't even go up there.
Like,
no way.
I'm on my way to come get you. And I show up. And within minutes, her mom be there too. Like, I'd call her mom and be like, look, Brittany's trying to run away.
Tell her what you did to me. Tell her what you did to me.
Which time?
The one time we said we were running away.
I'll probably need to turn this off.
We said we were running away. I went to Rock Rock. He's like, all right, I'll run away with you to the beach. Let's go. And so we're in the car, and then we pull up somewhere. We like, oh, no.
To my brother's apartment.
No. Yeah, that's where you got me. And then he's like, all right, let's go to the beach. So I get in the car. I'm like, woo, we're going to the beach. Yeah, we're going to party. He drove me to my mom's house.
Yeah, I did. Oh, my God.
He gave me back to my parents. I was like, here. She's trying to run away.
Yeah, here.
This was about to be bad, and there you go.
I wasn't going to have no part in it because I knew how Brittany was then anyways, you know? Yeah. So, no.
What do you mean by that?
No. You know what I mean by that.
Yeah. Up to no good.
I was a wild one, folks. All right, well, let me switch gears a little bit because we're halfway through. I want to talk about like some of the things going on. We're all kind of from different walks of life here. You want to get a drink?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
About to get good.
I know. I need one too. So yeah, everything.
If you're making them.
I know, right? Going to get Jesus one too. So this year obviously has been mayhem, and you know, regardless of where we all come from or whatever, anybody, it doesn't matter what race, what age, what size, what, you know, gender, like everybody has had a rough year. Can we say that?
It's definitely not
certainty.
It's definitely not leaving anybody out. That's for sure.
No, yeah, it doesn't matter. Everybody's having a tough time. So
it ain't been that bad.
I mean, yeah, I guess it just depends on what your situation is. But it's been hard. It's been different. It's been hard. Now, one of the things, and for y'all listening that don't know, obviously, is Jesus, he worked in the music business. So, as y'all know, concerts were the first thing to go, right?
When
coronavirus happened, it was like, no more concerts. We got to shut her down. So, you were not an essential worker, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, all mass gatherings were canceled, and that's
90, still are.
That was, yeah, it was 90% of my work.
So, you, what do you, tell everybody what you do for a living.
I'm a lighting guy for bands. I travel with them. I work for a company that supplies gear for the bands, but I get to work with a lot of cool bands, really closely with them, and just, you know,
I used to call you a groupie until I realized that's the wrong word.
You're a groupie. It's like a groupie. If a groupie swung a hammer for the band every day, every city, you know. Okay. But
Not a groupie. It's a roadie.
Yes. So you're talking.
So like you see these concerts these days that's got the big lights on, the big stages with all the crazy stuff, and you wonder like, oh, how did they make this so great and all do all this stuff?
People in the shadows. The people that you are supposed to never see to make you happy, they set up all this stuff.
That's right.
No glory. Let's just say that.
Hey, can I just give you a little glory? Thank you. Let me just pause and say thank you.
I did stuff for money.
I am a huge fan.
Jesus brings light.
Yeah.
That's right. He does. I'm a huge fan of going to live shows and going to concerts. And I know there's probably a lot of people that are listening and watching right now that also enjoy going and seeing concerts and their favorite artists. Music is life. You know what I mean? Like, I think that to go and see it in person is the best thing ever.
It's totally different.
Better than sex.
Yeah. And well, OK. okay, agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
We haven't sex there.
Take a step.
Sex while listening.
There you go. There you go. That's the
no. That's good.
Okay, so you travel with bands and whatever, so that's like your thing. So tell me what does this year, like, what's going on?
Well,
we started talking about it upstairs. I said, save it for the podcast.
Yeah, so pretty much, you know, it's just a culture shock going from 9 to 10 months out of the year. You are traveling on the road, you know, working all the time. I mean, there's fun, there's work and play, you know, so they don't.
Balance.
You definitely get enough play to keep you sane, you know, and not go crazy. But you work a lot. And so on the road for 10 months out of the year to going to, in March, not like, oh, hey, guess what? You know, that career you worked on for 10 years, it doesn't exist anymore. And, you know, trying to deal with just going to work at 9 to 5 now, you know, like,
right? Different world.
Yeah.
Would you have ever thought in a million years, like last year, if they'd have said, oh yeah, your job's going to be non-existent next year? You'd have been like,
I guarantee you, on Slayer, I had no clue any of this was going to happen. Only.
What are some big ones you've done?
Tell us about some big ones.
Rob
you've
Zombie.
Done.
Rob Zombie, Slipknot, Avenged Sevenfold, Day to Remember, Big Sean, J. Cole. I did Ghost. I did. Did I say Bush already? Bush. Let's see. What's another one? I did Escape with an X. Remember them girls?
Yeah.
T.I.'s wife. You know. Hey.
I love T.I. and his
bunch of. Really, really one of a kind stories in that one. But some big names, you know, like they're definitely not small.
This
Cheap
is like
Trick,
your career.
Poison.
You've been doing this.
Yeah, 10 years.
As long as I've known you, you've been doing this. And it's just crazy. The first thing I thought about was like when they were like shut her down, whatever, non-essential. I was thinking like all my friends that work at restaurants or that work in music. Because I know a lot of people
entertainment,
that work
just entertainment.
Entertainment, period.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, just now, they're starting to do, like, down at the bar in Birmingham, there's a bar called Tin Roof. I guess they do, like, y'all know it. It's, like, they do live music.
Yeah, little house band in there.
Yeah, so every now, like, so now I'm finally starting to see on Instagram, it says, like, they're doing some music shows here and there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but that's not concert. That's not a big, you know. These big names are definitely not going to be.
I mean, the thing that's going to be. The first stages of it coming back will be shows that are not very advertised, not a lot of heavy display that we are a show because of, you know, just
people's opinions,
tensions and politics. Okay. Politics. So, and the level I was at you know, huge productions. Like there's no way, you know, there's hundreds of people that have to do with this one thing.
Right.
I'm just a small, tiny part of it, you know, and those are definitely not coming back for a while, a good while. And that sucks. You know what I mean? Because it sucks so bad.
The first one you even know about that's on the schedule, you said they had something for December, then that got canceled. Now you're talking about
April
2021?
April will be probably the soonest anyone gets out to tour, unless some magical stuff happens.
Is that like a vaccine, if that happens,
or do we know? That's what I'm saying. Like, I have no clue. It's all about, you know, there's elections, there's vaccines, there's just people's feelings about things. So you never really know what's going to happen.
Like, I can't imagine going to a show with a mask on.
Yeah,
you know?
They showed these things. It was
6 feet apart.
For the party goer, when it all first happened, there was these suits they were advertising. They were Bubble Boy suits. Like,
nice.
Literally, like,
now, that sounds fun,
actually,
though.
That would be
awesome. I would have had a fucking metal concert.
It could be interesting.
Especially if you, like, smoke in the room.
Yeah, well, hey, you go to, like, you know, the hippie concert, y'all want to be like all free flowy on each other, and then you just hear rubbing on each other. Like,
I can't do this bubble. I'm allergic to
it.
Things are gonna get
worst excuse ever.
I just laughed. I was like, you know what? If that's what saves everybody, I'm all for it.
Can you hula hoop in one of those?
Can you imagine if you're inside one of those bubbles and they throw you on stage?
Yeah, totally. That would work great.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't get hurt at all.
Like, I mean, like, what did they do? Like, everybody's just getting laid off, and they're just like, sorry.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
no,
what are you going to do?
The I mean, global companies.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say they had a random, you know, 50 warehouses across the world, and now they go down to 4, and they take all their gear and shove it into 4 places, and they're just waiting it out. Like, so it started as this December was the soonest, and then as things progressed, and it was like, oh, now it's April. And then I've heard a lot of them being next year, into next year.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're talking about a second wave.
Yeah, you're talking about August next year before we get a show.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm kind of stuck on the boy in the bubble
thing. Yeah, totally.
Because I'm sorry. It's just, I mean, it sounds like a great idea. You know what I mean?
It's
we
totally
need
there.
Some investors
and
some bubbles.
I think
I'm down.
Live
I think
Nation.
This product exists.
Yeah, I know.
The product exists. We just have to get it into the hands of normal consumers.
Like,
how can we make someone
not
want
normal
to,
consumers.
Yeah.
How can we make someone want to be in a bubble?
And everybody wants to be in a bubble. Everybody wants to go to a concert.
Yeah, that's what it is.
This is true.
That'd be so cool.
I feel it's like those sumo wrestler suits when, like, you know, the big poofy sumo wrestlers.
Yeah.
That's what I see when I think of that. It's just a whole crowd of people in sumo wrestling suits.
You know, literally, I go back and forth. I go back.
So
will you turn that damn thing
I'm
off?
I'm so sorry.
Let me tell
Look,
you
it's my mom. Can I take it on the air?
Can you?
Okay.
All right. Hey.
Hey, mom. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Is it okay that all three kids stay in my house tonight? Because tomorrow's Labor Day.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Why?
I don't. Cause I'll miss them.
Oh my God! Please.
Okay, they could stay at your house tonight.
Hey, Teresa.
Ashley doesn't want to stay.
Okay, well then, just send them all home.
Okay, I will. Send them or take them.
Take them to the house.
Okay.
Hey, what's the? This is Brittany. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's the worst thing Rocky's ever done?
The worst? You don't want to know.
No, we do. We actually do want to know. Go ahead. You have 2 minutes to tell this story.
What's the worst thing he's ever done?
Okay. The worst thing he ever did was me and my friends, we all went to an island, a private island, and Rocky was in love with this girl, and he didn't really want to go, so when we got there, he faced an asthma attack, and we had to bring him back. This is about 2 hours away, we had to bring him back home.
Wait, when was this? I don't remember.
Of course you do. He was about 15, maybe.
I cannot believe he ruined your trip.
I was on an island.
My trip. This is not a boat. This was a yacht. A yacht, you know, one of these that has.
You were living the life of that yacht, and he ruined it.
Oh, yeah, we were in that was Alex City, I think, on a boat, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. A real big boat.
I can't believe you did that.
I was in love.
She's harboring all this.
I was in love. She is.
She's harboring all this.
Yeah, that's
like,
not even that bad, though. I've
resentment.
Done worse.
I can't.
What the hell? You got an asthma attack, and then when we got back...
But it wasn't a real... It wasn't a real asthma... It wasn't real.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't a real asthma attack. Bitch.
Yeah. Just call me a
you
bitch on
more?
The air.
Yeah. Yes!
I thought maybe the time that I stole the van to go see a group.
No, I started with one. You want more?
One more. You got one more.
I used to go to the casino. He was about 13, and he would sneak off to go down the road all the way about 3 miles in my car. He stole my car every time I went to sleep.
Every time. I bet he didn't even change the radio station back to what you were listening to, did he?
Of course not. No.
That's still not that bad. I was a good kid in comparison.
Okay, you want another one?
All right, you got one more.
The worst
let me
one.
See. Remember when you were around 13 and there was this other boy named, he was also Puerto Rican?
Carlos.
You guys went into the Galleria?
All right, I gotta go.
Please,
I gotta go.
No, what did he do? Tell us, hurry.
Bye, Mom. Love you. Bye. The phone is cutting out. I'm losing service.
He's going through a tunnel.
Okay, what were you saying?
I can't believe your mom.
I don't even remember.
Your mom
is
called
awesome.
You a
bitch. I'm fucking over here sweating.
Your mom literally just
called
you a bitch.
Mom's a G. Don't worry, I'm going to take care of it when I get home.
Your mom's a G, that's all I'm saying.
Y'all don't know me.
She Look can here, go on bitch. All day. What are we doing? I should get her on the show. What are y'all doing here? She has stories for days. I just get y'all's mamas on the podcast.
Oh, that'll be a day.
I'm telling you, that'll be next. So.
Well, mama's got stories.
That was good timing. Yeah. You scared? So what happened in the Galleria?
I ain't scared my mom.
I swear.
What happened in the Galleria when you were 13, though?
But go ahead. The music industry is important, and we need you.
Yes, we definitely need the music industry. It's awesome.
I'm going to hijack your show. Go ahead. Tell me how you really feel.
Uh-huh. It's not existing anymore, so what are you going to do? It doesn't exist. So.
I mean, it'll come back. Here's the thing. The music, obviously, everybody is going to... That's going to be the first thing that comes back. Restaurants are actually the first thing, but...
I believe it when I see it.
Music's got to come back. It's got to. Like, what are all these people going to do that are like... What's Taylor Swift going to do? I mean...
Sit at her really nice fancy house and record in her really nice fancy recording studio and then have somebody mix it and then
you're right.
Virtually send it to you.
Yeah, F all that. I want to go to a show.
Yeah.
In a bubble.
Yeah.
Exactly.
With some bubble Lysol show. Spray. Yeah.
You could have your own Don't Tell Mom tour. Don't Tell Mom tour.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Everybody has to have their own bubble suits.
Yeah.
You know, if there's any investors out there watching.
Right.
And we just set up we set up the bands.
C-Circle.
You know, we get the bands. People come in. They pay their fee. They could either provide their own bubble suits.
No, we're providing.
Oh, we could provide.
It's like shoes in the bowling alley. You spray it down.
You can put the Don't Tell Mom. You can put the Don't Tell Mom thing on the bubble itself, you know?
Yes.
They get to take it home when the night's
over.
Wait,
so how do you get around? Are you walking on your own?
Yes,
it
cuts at your waist.
It cuts at your waist. And it just goes.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking like a rat cage.
No, not a ball. No, you got to be mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. You got to be able to get around.
So are we doing the bubbles with a...
But how do you breathe, though?
I think the whole problem of this, you know, issue of COVID is the face.
Well, why can't you just wear an astronaut helmet?
Well, no, but because of the bubble that's 6 feet in diameter, right? That's 3 feet.
Whoa, whoa. I know. This is a lot of material.
Listen, that's 3 foot radius, right?
That's money.
Dude, I'm talking like a tracksuit from the 80s big. You know what I mean? I'm talking like
y'all are thinking of two different
like
things.
If you blew up a condom, you know, like that big. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm thinking Gatlinburg, like where you get in the ball and roll
down
the hill.
And then you roll
down
the hill?
Yeah,
but you can't drink inside one of those.
Could you imagine the carnage if like 500 rolling bubble balls all came? Dude, it would look like a game of jacks or marbles.
So I'm kind of an entrepreneur and stuff. You know, and you guys brought up a great idea, and I'm trying to bring the music industry back to life.
Yeah, I'll do this.
I think we could compromise with a huge, like, human-sized gerbil ball.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. Here's the thing. Okay, honestly, like, I go back and forth. Like, some days I don't want to leave the house. It's like, I know it's real, right? Like, I know it's real. But it's like, what am I willing to... Like, how far am I willing to go here? Am
it's
I willing to go to the grocery
everybody.
Store to get toilet paper, or am I not? Am I willing to go to the bar and drink at socialist,
Look,
or
man.
Am I not? Am I willing, like, on certain days, it's different. Like, some days I'm like, lock the doors, let's wipe everything down, don't come in the house unless you've showered, you know, and, like, all this. I'm real paranoid about it, and then some days I'm like, bah, it's fine. Yeah. I probably already had it.
The way that I feel about it is, you know, if you're that scared to catch the COVID, stay home.
Right, it should be your prerogative.
It's your prerogative. If you don't want to get sick, stay home. If you don't want to stay home, use the extra precautions. But I don't feel that everybody should have to adhere to one certain dress code. Because, I mean, let's say COVID wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much other shit out there that's killing us right now besides COVID in general. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like saying,
doesn't have the headline.
Yeah, it's like saying, you know, greasy food is killing a million Americans each year, whatever the case might be. Are we going to shut down every fast food restaurant because of it?
Well, and like people could have just common decency like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, now that something is supposedly deathly to you, now you want to not sneeze all over somebody. You know, now you want to cover your fucking sleep. Yeah. Like, come on, you should have already been practicing.
People ain't doing that anyway. I go to the grocery store and these people don't know what the hell social distancing means. When you reach across me with your, what, take the mask off.
That's the problem.
You're going to come touch me and reach across. Cost me to get your cheese while I'm standing there looking at the cheese.
And that's part of the problem. It's like it's not really these steps that they have in place is not really, I don't feel that they're really helping anybody. You know what I mean? It's like, we can't touch stuff. So look, let me tell you something. I went to Taco Bell the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
COVID be damned.
I went to Taco Bell the other day. And I go to give the girl the money. and she brings out a cup, a Taco Bell cup, and she says, "Please put the money in the cup for me."
Girl,
and I already knew where this was going.
Oh, right? My goodness.
It's my hands touching my money, putting it in her cup. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, she ain't touching your dirty money.
Right, but how do you think she put it in the drawer?
Well,
with her hands.
So then she reaches in the cup, gets the money, and put it in the drawer. It's, then she puts the change in the cup, and then I have to reach in. Yeah. So the thing is, the only barrier between me and her was two inches of this cup between me and her. That's the only difference. Yeah. You know what I mean? Doesn't make sense to me.
I'm just saying, why are we not making plastic gloves right now?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, folks. Not everybody's smart, okay? We got a lot of people. If this has taught me anything, is that there is a lot of people in the world that are not as bright as I gave anybody credit for.
Right.
Like, I obviously am at the top of the chain, and I never thought of myself as very intelligent until this happened. And now I'm like, some people are just dumb. Like,
when COVID started, I took all the precautions possible because, I have family that have health issues. Mm-hmm. I've got my kids. Nobody knew what the hell this thing was.
Sure,
it's like,
scary.
Oh, COVID is here. Is, you know, it's a pandemic. Okay, cool. You know, tell me what I need to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll do it. But then I start seeing the stupidity behind it too. And I'm not saying that it's not real. I'm not saying that people shouldn't wear masks. I'm just saying that it should be people's prerogative what they want to do. If you're wearing a mask to go to a fast food place, it's about the dumbest shit that I've ever heard. If you're really that concerned about your health, stay at home and cook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you're out and you want to go to fast food, I don't think that the people in the fast food industry should have to wear this, you know, the mask and stuff, because it's not really
Doing a lot.
I mean, there's a whole lot of other ways to get sick.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
just someone having a sneezes yeah. and coughs.
I think that it's socially responsible to wear the mask and to do what the things that, you know, scientists say that we should do. Because I believe in science. I believe in people that, like, go their whole lives and they're way smarter than me and they go to school to learn about these things and infectious diseases and blah, 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 and how to prevent pandemics and all this stuff happening. I believe you, doctor scientists. Okay, let me just put that out there. I believe the doctor scientist.
Copy,
okay?
God.
And I
doctor,
will do,
PhD,
I will
scientist.
Do the best that I can
you
to try to be socially responsible. Yeah. I should. I'll reach out to some.
Okay.
So, but, like, here's my thing, is that eventually everybody's going to have it. Or not everybody's going to have it, but eventually, like, what was that thing they were talking about on the news? Herd mentality, eventually everybody's going to be immune to it because everybody's going to have
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I just think that, like, well, first of all, I think I already had it, and maybe it'll transform and be more dangerous, but it's like, eventually, if it's this contagious and it's in these little particles in the air that are just coming, even if you're
you
in
ain't
your bubble,
stopping
you,
it.
Have,
you can't,
yeah, you
can't
talk.
You can't talk
thing.
About a pandemic and say that 200,000 people have died. Like, that's not a pandemic. Like, 200,000 people die every day of over other shit that we could actually, you know, do something
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
Not from being sick.
Pneumonia.
But on top of that, you know, it's I think a lot of the issues is, you know, the media plays a big role in it. Politics plays a huge role in it.
Huge.
We really don't know. Is the COVID real? COVID is real. Is it killing people?
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
Is COVID killing people?
It was.
Some.
It's not
maybe
helping.
Not as many as they say, but
so y'all
maybe.
But that's the thing.
If you're already sick
yeah.
and you would have lived a healthy life for the next 10 years, but then you get COVID, and because your
you could
sickness
also get
doesn't.
Cancer.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, but, like, you didn't have cancer. You were just minding your business, taking your little medicine, and this was going to, like, you knew you had a disease, and it was going to take medicine every day is going to prolong your life. You're going to live a full,
right,
healthy
right,
life.
Right,
10 more years, you're doing good. Everything's fine. You're bebopping along, and then all of a sudden, bam, COVID happens. They don't know how to cure it. They don't know how to fix it. Well, COVID mixed with whatever you already had is going to kill you instantly. That's the scary part, and that's the thing.
But
that's
not
that
scary,
sucks.
Though.
I mean, it
that's
sucks.
Not scary because that could happen with anything. Like, you know,
yeah.
they say that COVID attacks your upper respiratory system, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's understandable. But if you're already in a high-risk category, anything could kill you.
Yeah.
If you're in a high-risk category, anything could kill you.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
get a bad enough cold that could turn into pneumonia and you're dead. You can catch pneumonia and you're dead. You can catch a fever and you're dead. You can mm-hmm. get high blood pressure and you're dead. Like,
yeah, yeah.
if you're
yeah.
in a high-risk category, you're in a high-risk category.
You're already
for a
taking
reason.
Precautions.
Like, hopefully
yeah,
you
should
already
take
them.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. You should already be taking those precautions. But there's just so many other things out there that are worse for our health than this COVID. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Stan, okay. they don't know why a lot of types of cancer happen, and they can't
yeah.
stop it, you know?
Yeah.
And you are you know, usually just walking down the street, oh man, I started feeling bad, let me go to the doctor, now you got cancer, yeah. You know, like it's
my mom.
There's a lot of things that contagious, my mom
got COVID this year, y'all, right? My mom got COVID this year. Oh, did she? Yeah. So I'll tell you all about my mom that just called me a bitch for no reason.
That's what she got.
So my mom, you know, she's got some health issues. She's had diabetes all her life. She's been diabetic all her life. High blood pressure. She's got, you know, she's on all kinds of different medications. She's had her right leg amputated, her toes on her left leg amputated. Ooh. She's got heart problems, kidney disease from, you know, the diabetes and high blood pressure and everything else, right? So she goes in a month and a half ago to have her toes and her left foot amputated. Left foot amputated.
And her left foot amputated.
And so she goes in. Before she goes in, a few days before, they had to do a COVID test, right? It came back negative. Yeah. They set up her appointment. At the day of her appointment, they do a rapid, and it's negative. She does the surgery, which took, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours. I'm not 100% sure how long it took. Shortly after the surgery, they test her for COVID again, and now she's positive, right? So they moved her up to the fourth floor. That's the COVID floor in the hospital that she's staying at. Okay. Right?
If you didn't have it before, now you definitely got it.
Well, here's the problem that I have with that, right? And she's fine, right? They said that she's asymptomatic. My mom's, she was born in 50, so she's 70 years old, right? High blood pressure, diabetic. She's missing a leg, toes in the other, all, you know, all kinds of health issues. And they say that she's asymptomatic. She is in the high, and she's overweight.
So she is
in the highest risk for this COVID.
Right.
If you're going to catch it, you're going to die of risk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. And they said that she's asymptomatic. Here's the problem that I have with that. Is it true? I don't know. She goes in and has to test before, you know, pre-surgery test. It's negative.
I think
the day of, it's negative.
The tester shit.
Now, here's the thing. She has an amputation on her foot. She's already going to spend at least 2 weeks in the hospital going through, you know, post-surgery and then physical therapy, rehab, and all that stuff. And I just feel, and this just might be me, I'm not a conspiracist, but I'm just saying, if they already know she's going to be there for 2 weeks, why not just go ahead and throw that COVID in there and get that little bit of grant money from the government for another patient having COVID? Because if she didn't have it,
sir,
10 days,
I am a conspiracy if she theorist. Didn't have it, and now, we listen. Could agree on a lot of things sometimes.
Because I mean, think about it. Yeah. 10 days before the surgery, she didn't have COVID. The day she went into surgery, she didn't have COVID. A few hours later, she had COVID. How about if she did have COVID? How about the team that worked on her? Shouldn't they just, like, I don't know,
COVID.
Send them all home? Somebody gave her COVID.
Yeah.
I will only but input that's just me. One thing. Quarantine. I will only input one thing. Nobody talks about how much it cost to get rid of the COVID for you when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single, like, they don't talk about
why
it.
Why is that?
Now, because the tests cost a ridiculous amount compared to what they're using essentially flu tests and SARS tests, which are, they can make them for about $5-6 and they charge $300 to get you the test. And if you've got insurance, that's all great. But what about people that don't have insurance? Regular people, you know, like I don't have insurance.
Yeah.
Right now I don't, you know, I'm just hopefully I don't get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and,
why are they doing it for free? If you have symptoms?
Well, they,
I don't even know.
I mean,
and then it's like 50-50. The tests I think are whack anyway.
Yeah.
I think the tests.
So
are
I guess my
I'm
point,
just saying
the
there ain't
I'm
nothing
is,
on this earth free.
Yeah. No.
I guess the point that I'm trying to make is, like, you know, I think it should be people's choice. If they want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. If you're really that concerned about it, you shouldn't even take the risk of going out in general public places anyways. If you don't want to go to a fucking concert because you think you're going to get sick, don't go.
Yeah.
Don't
but
go.
Then bashing people to do it, you know what I mean? Like,
but then, like, in Alabama, for instance, not long ago, they had the bars. Oh, you could serve alcohol until 11 o'clock because of COVID.
That's going to stop it.
What kind of shit does that even make? You know, I mean, it doesn't
make
any sense.
What does it matter if you're there from 11?
What's another 11
goes to sleep.
Apparently, it's like it's like the movie Gremlins. You know, you get the water after 11, it's gonna
after 11 is when they start swapping spit and you start getting a little tipsy.
Hands above covers. But that goes back to what I was saying earlier. There's so many other things out there that are a lot more important than this COVID, right? So let's just, if they would have said, you know, hey, after 11 o'clock, we're closing the bars because then you're in a high risk for pregnancy. She's in gonorrhea. I understand. Not for fucking COVID, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but not for COVID.
I get it. Like, you got to take the risk for yourself. Corey says this to me all the time. He says, Brittany, people don't want to live in fear. Like, if you feel like if you get it, then you die from it and that's your time to go, but you're going to risk it anyway. Like, that's fine. Here's where it gets a little foggy, right? Because I'm like all about everybody for themselves. Like, if you want to go and do a bunch of drugs in the corner over there, by all means, go ahead. I don't give a damn. If you, like, if you want to go over here and you want to go shit yourself on this corner, yeah, go ahead. Like, that's all. Which, but don't, as long as it doesn't affect me, like, I feel like everybody should do whatever they want to with their own bodies and whatever, right? Here's where it gets kind of muggy, is where now, if you are like, I don't give a fuck, whatever, I bring it on, COVID, I could take you. Sure. But you have it, and you're coming out here hollering without your mask on, and he is, you know, got some underlying health conditions, and you're without your mask, and you cough on him, and now he's got it. Like, granted, you shouldn't have been out in his presence in the first place, right? Well, I agree with that. But at the same time, like, what if you were just trying to go, you have your masks on and everything, and you're just trying to go and get your toilet paper and your essentials.
Human decency. That's what that comes back to.
That's what I'm saying. Just, you gotta be socially responsible. Humans. Like, you gotta wear the mask, and you gotta just try to, like, if you do have it and you're asymptomatic, to not give it to anyone else.
But also with the people with, you know, with high risk, if they do choose to go out and they're wearing these masks and they're hand sanitizing and they're, you know, they're taking all these extra precautions.
Not everybody can afford instant cart.
And I get that, but the thing is that they're really not doing themselves any justice. And I'm not a medical expert, but I've been in the medical field for a while. The thing is that if you're in a high risk category and you're taking all these precautions whenever you go in a social environment, then you're lowering your immune system to other things that probably wouldn't have affected you in the first place have you not been taking these precautions. Right. Because your body has to build immunity to things. Yeah. So now you're not only excluding COVID, you're excluding everything, all different germs. Yeah. That you need to build an immunity to. Yeah. So whenever COVID's over and now we're going into flu season and cold season and such.
Now everybody's been squeaky clean with their hand sanitizer.
Right, so what used to be the common cold for some people, it's gonna put some people in the fucking bed in the hospitals because, you know, all year long we've been wearing masks and hand sanitizer and gloves and staying away from
your
people.
Your body is not supposed to be a sterile creature.
No. Absolutely.
And I firmly believe in eating dirt.
Hey, my kids,
little dirt in your life
doesn't hurt. Huh?
Don't hurt.
Little dirt don't hurt. Little dirt don't hurt.
Yeah.
Where are you going? We ran her
off. Yeah, she said dirt don't hurt. You got.
Hi, my name is Rocky, and welcome to
the podcast. Dirt don't hurt, and we approve.
All right, y'all. My SD card is running out. That's how long we've been sitting here, Gavin. This has been, you know, eye-opening to see kind of where you're coming from, where you're coming from. Everybody's got a different opinion. That's the main thing that I think we can all agree on, is everybody's got a damn opinion, and everybody wants to tell you what it is. So
No, I'm not done yet, because I have to vent real quick. I have to vent real quick, right? Right. The other day, and I'm not going to tell, you know, but a lot of, nobody knows where I work. But anyways, I was at work, and, you know, this guy that's at work, he likes to wear a mask or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know where I work. You probably don't. I don't know. It don't matter. He likes to wear a mask. And all of a sudden, right, throughout whole COVID, nobody's been wearing masks. And all of a sudden, now everybody has to wear a mask, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he goes on his little rant about, you know, I don't know who you're talking to or drinking with, and whenever you leave work on this and that or whatever, right? I get that. But then the guy goes on to say, I've never been sick, and I've never had a cabin, and I've never done this and this and this and this. So if you've never change your lifestyle? Like, dude, like, you're not in a category, period.
Uh-uh. Just keep doing that.
Keep doing whatever it is that you were doing before you started putting on this mask. Continue doing it. Because the flu was out there. Yeah. Smallpox was out there. Chlamydia was out there.
Yeah, all that shit.
You've never had any of this stuff?
Good job,
okay,
sir.
Yeah. Go ahead and put your mask on. Uh-huh. Whatever. You know what I mean?
See what happens.
But then everybody else has been there at this employer.
Yeah.
They haven't had a case yet through all of COVID. Why change it now? You know? Yeah. And then people develop bad behaviors too, because if you think about it, look around. I will tell y'all this. Look around. People that wear the mask, right? Everything is in that mask. Yeah. Right?
Except the mask down like this.
But everything is in that mask. Mm-hmm. But every time that mask starts to fall down, show me and the viewers, how do the people pick those masks back up?
Oh, yeah.
They grab it right in the middle where the mouth and the nose goes and put it over. So what do you think that just happened to their hands? Now they're cross-contaminating. So these masks is bullshit, whatever. That's just my point. I shouldn't have said it, but I said it. I think it comes down to, you know.
You heard it here, folks.
I think personal
There's only one way we're going to leave this earth. and that's dead. We're all gonna die of something. So
yeah, I agree. I can agree with that.
Get your fun in.
Get your fun in.
It's gonna be Panama City.
But responsibly.
That's
like
just me.
We obviously haven't been our whole lives, but we're trying.
And get out and vote, everybody.
Can we
everybody
take a minute? And, yes.
Yeah.
I don't care who you vote for. Just vote, please. Yeah. Everybody, go vote. But really, It's
can we talk about politics real quick?
No, okay, it's 2 minutes.
What's your political affiliation? Do you talk about that on air? You don't have to.
The last podcast we had, we talked about it. And I had Meg, our smart friend. She explained.
Our smart friend. Smart wolf.
Dr. Meg. I said, she kind of explained to me how it works. And she said, and I'll say it again. I said last week, but she said, okay, well, you got Republicans here. You got on the left, right? That's left.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Democrats,
the other way,
right?
Yeah.
So, Democrats are right.
Right. No.
And Democrats are left. Okay, so Democrats are left, and then you got Republicans are right, and then far right is the conservatives, and far left is the liberals. And that's what she said. And that's the general.
That's the general makeup.
So I decided I'm, like, right on the line between Republicans and Democrats, but, like, one shimmy over to the Democrats.
So you're Sweden.
Yeah, pretty much.
Copy.
Yeah.
She's
like,
neutral.
I agree with a lot of the Republican stuff. I agree with a lot of the Democrats. Like, I'm literally on the line, one shimmy over Democrat.
Okay.
Is how I feel. And where, Corey, he's probably, like, conservative Republican line.
I don't know. He's Canadian, so he's probably a little bit more Democrat. But I don't know.
Corey seems to be a conservative.
He doesn't live in Canada.
He doesn't live in Canada.
He came here during the Trump administration. So,
Jesus.
Can we? It's so rude to talk about politics. Isn't it?
All right. So. As to not disrupt the religious and politics, you know, no. Jesus has no comment on this. I plead.
Thank you, Mama Jesus, for teaching your son.
The right. You are just ready to blow shit up. What are you, Republican?
Let's do another hour of this.
You're Republican.
I am a constitutionalist, I guess you would say.
Well, you were military.
I was military.
I want to get into.
Because here's the
guess.
Thing, right? You know, there's a lot of things. I think, is the time up?
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks, we got cut off. We're back on. Hopefully, I fixed it.
Yeah.
It didn't just erase everything we did. But we're going to get into all this. Listen, I'm going to have you back on for sure because I do want to talk to you. And I know we've talked about having some guests on that are in the military, that are veterans like you. And I kind of want to know, what is it like, the people that are fighting for this country, what do y'all feel about the state that the country is in? So that's going to be a whole nother topic for a whole nother show, and we'll dive into politics and stuff there. Jesus, you are the best ever.
Yay!
Everybody loves Jesus. Yay! Thank you so much for coming on the show, telling us your side of things in this crazy world. And Rocky, it's always a pleasure. Every time you're on, we have a blast. I love you. I love it when you come on the show. So thank you. Colin.
Can I get a round of
applause? Yay!
Yay! Rocky. Now, Colin, we missed you, kind of.
We missed you.
Oh, we didn't really. We missed you. We missed Colin.
I wish you a speedy recovery on the hysterectomy.
Yes, thank you.
Colin, I'm sorry we tried.
We tried. That's right. But thank you for doing the editing, which I'm sure you'll do for this. And y'all will definitely see him probably next week.
If you guys don't want to see him again, just let us know.
Yeah, just leave it in the comments. We should just get Colin out of this.
It's so personal.
I know, right? Well, thank you guys for listening, for watching. Hit the like button, subscribe on YouTube if you're watching, and favorite this podcast. Tell your friends, hide your kids, hide your wife, tell your friends. And we love you guys. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Peace. Don't tell mom.